Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Now, I've talked before about speed cameras and all kinds of mechanical devices they're using to replace police officers on traffic issues. And I've mentioned I don't like them. And I don't like them for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is that the police officer has discretion. A machine often does not. But worse, machines can make mistakes, and the machines should be overseen by people. And they often claim, oh, don't worry, they are. But situations like this prove that they oftentimes are not. So from thesun.com, Ben Shimkus wrote this. Woman was hit with a $105 speeding ticket while her car was in the back of a tow truck. And the city even had the photo of all that going on, but still issued the ticket. So now the ticket's ticked off a lot of people who said that something is wrong here. The driver was shocked to get a $105 speeding ticket in the mail after her van broke down. The city sent the woman photographic evidence for the speeding ticket. Said, look, here you are, you're speeding. But her car was on the back of a tow truck. And as the tow truck sped past the device that does this, it took a picture, got her license plate instead of the tow truck's, and said, you were speeding because your van or your vehicle was going too fast, and we got the light, right? We can prove it. And by the way, technically speaking, the vehicle was moving as fast as they thought it was. It's just that it wasn't under its own power, and she wasn't driving. So the woman who owns the van said, what are they doing? She's speaking to a Cleveland TV station. I'm at the center getting this ticket, and my car is on a flatbed. I'm not driving that truck. And she's talking about she was someplace else that she referred to as the center. And the truck is, of course, the tow truck. So she said her van broke down on the side of the road back in December. She told the TV network she was visiting her daycare center when the traffic violation occurred. I shouldn't be getting nothing like this, she said. They should be giving a tow truck driver a ticket or the people that own the towing company. And most people say, yeah, that actually is the case. So she contested the fine with the East Cleveland Police Department. But she said officials told her to refute the fine with the private company that operates the cameras. So the appellate process is not terribly clear here. She worries she'll still have to pay the money or possibly more on her car insurance because of this being on her record. So she went into the police station pushing buttons and ringing bells to find some help, she said. I don't want anything on my driver's license. So far, I have a good record, and I'm going to try to keep it that way. Now, the East Cleveland Council president told the TV station he was fighting for her ticket to get expunged, saying the vehicle was on a tow truck. How many people did not see that before they sent it to her address? I feel like it's more of a money grab than it is a deterrent. And that's one of the things, is that the machine takes the photograph, generates a ticket, and I've always heard that somebody somewhere takes a look at it. And I've even heard that there are some states where it's required by law for a law enforcement person to look at it and approve it before it gets sent to somebody. And so clearly, no one looked at this. This is not a close call. This is not a tough one. This is not, I wonder if that's in the back of, no. It's a photograph of a van on a tow truck. And they send the speeding ticket to the van owner, not the tow truck owner. So this guy here from the Cleveland Council says that he wants the cameras removed. He said this camera in particular was mounted in an economically disadvantaged community. City councilors had recently voted to remove the camera, but it was still assigning tickets to drivers. Isn't that weird? They voted to remove it, but it's still there. Huh. I'd like to see it removed. I mean, the law was already passed that council voted for this camera to be removed, he said. Meanwhile, the woman is urging drivers to look deeper into their speeding tickets and fight back. I'm kind of angry about it. When I get kind of angry, I want to find out what's really going on. And I think other people should come forward and don't pay them. That's not right. They're going to try and charge me some money. Well, then what are you going to do with that money when you look at the ticket and see it's not right? Well, they don't care. If they get the money, they don't care. And so this is just interesting because it proves that there is, in fact, a gigantic flaw, at least in this system. Because no human being looked at that and said, oh, this is appropriate. No one did. So if no one looked at her ticket, that means probably no one looked at any of the other tickets. And I've said before that these things get set up and they sit there and they just kick out tickets, or in essence, they're printing money. And the more they kick out, the more money that people make. And of course, the ticket company gets some money and the city gets some money, right? Or the state or whoever gets the money eventually. And so they don't dial these things down to print fewer tickets. They dial them up to issue as many as possible. And that's the real problem here. And so it would make sense if somebody reviewed these tickets, i.e. a law enforcement officer, and then approved them. But clearly that did not happen here. That did not happen. So I'm assuming that in Ohio, there must not be a law that says that's required. So there ought to be a law. And, of course, that gets us to the heart of whether or not we need these kinds of things or not. Now, I've mentioned before that recently they said they're going to be bringing these things to Michigan because we did not, for the longest time, have anything like this here, speed enforcement cameras that were automated. However, they said, well, we're going to put them up near construction zones because, you know, we got to protect the workers. And again, I understand that people do need to drive more carefully around construction zones. And if there's anything we can do to help that, that's great. But again, my concern is they're going to put a device out there that's going to just sit there and kick out tickets, whether or not there's construction going on. And there can be variables. I mean, I've heard of police writing tickets to people who drove past a construction zone. They're given a ticket for speeding in a construction zone while workers present. And they drove by at a time when there's no workers there. And what are you going to do? Call the construction company in as a witness and say, did you have any workers on the clock at this exact moment in time? You know, and so there's all kinds of issues that arise. But this also reminds me of a funny story. I've mentioned before that I've owned a bunch of Ford Explorers. And I had a Ford Explorer that made it to 237,000 miles. Still had the original starter, the original water pump. I mean, it was a beast. It was just going to run forever. But some parts of it were falling apart because it had been driven in Michigan for many, many years. So there were some issues with rust underneath it. So it got to the point where I was going to get rid of it. And I didn't want to sell it to somebody because there were going to be all kinds of problems. And so I scrapped it. I actually called a guy who ran a scrapyard, and he came out and he hooked it up and he's getting ready to pull it onto a flatbed. And he saw that it had one of those transponder stickers on the windshield that, you know, when you go through a tollway or across a bridge or something that requires that, it just picks the money off that and you just keep driving up to stop and pay a toll. And the guy goes, is there any money on this? And I said, yes. And he said, oh, hang on a second. And he actually spent about 5 minutes scraping this thing off the window and hands it to me. And he goes, I don't want to be giving him any more money than we have to. And he was going to be driving someplace. He was going to drive with the tow truck and my car in the back past a transponder. And he's like, I'm already paying to go through there, so your vehicle on the back shouldn't be paying. And ironically, that's exactly what happened here. Except that it wasn't a transponder. It was simply a speeding ticket. So it's a strange, strange story. But it's the kind of thing that when this happens, it absolutely proves that there is a problem because there's no human intervention in this process from when the ticket gets photographed by the machine to when it gets mailed out to the defendant, to the person who owns the car. And there ought to be. And clearly there's not. So this, I mean, it's really hard to claim that, yeah, no, we actually have people overseeing this. Okay, start firing people then, because they're not doing their job, right? But there aren't people in there. That's the real problem. And the other problem I've got, and this is going to sound like I'm splitting hairs, but let's assume that these ticket cameras, speed cameras, stoplight cameras, whatever they might be, let's assume they're a good idea. Why do we hire private companies and let them run the machines and take a gigantic slice of the money? Are you telling me that the government can't just buy the machine and run the machine itself? I have a problem because the presence of an individual who is not the government in this transaction, whether the individual is a company or a corporation or an entity, I don't care. There's somebody who's been contracted to do law enforcement. And that bothers me because I like law enforcement to actually be sworn officers who have some training and are held to a certain standard. And when you say, oh, but we hired some guys to run this machine and it'll kick out tickets, It's not quite the same. It's not. And I've got a problem with that as well. So this right here is perfect showing how there are problems with these machines. So the Sun.com ran the story. Harriet and a whole bunch of other people sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Ben Shimkus wrote it. Woman hit with a $105 speeding ticket while her car was in the back of a tow truck. The city even has the photo, but issued the ticket anyway. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. May your dreams be larger than mountains, and may you have the courage to scale their summits.